So on the 7th of November 2019, the University of Nottingham's SU voted for this state of climate and ecological emergency. As part of this declaration, the union committed to devoting additional resources to tackling the emergency, including the creation of a strategic delivery plan, publishing annual sustainability reports, setting a carbon neutrality target of no later than 2028, divesting from fossil fuels and entities which invest in these, and signing the SDG Accord. So as a kind of push and a celebration of this, this week there has been events every single week. So on Monday, yesterday, there was a workshop to learn and taste ways to live a more sustainable life. Today, there was in Portland, room C73, there was a workshop on how to limit your impact as you travel. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the same room, Portland C73, there is a workshop on to see how you can live and work more sustainably day to day. The day after, the same time, same place, to how to dress for the future you want to see. So I'm guessing that's about sustainable dressing. On Thursday, there is a raise your voice on the issues you want to see changed. That's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Clive Granger A40, and back in Portland C73 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, there is a get involved and take action to make the world a better place. As well as all this stuff, there is currently an art piece that's out on the Portland steps of lots of garbage bags that have been tied down to the ground, with a sign up right next to it, which explains a bit about pollution and waste and why it's a problem. The sign states that is an equivalent. Oh, sorry. The bin bags there is equivalent to the output of 6 hours of 2,100 kilograms of waste, which adds up to over 3,000 tons a year, the weight of a battleship. This is what the UK produces. So this display on Portland steps is to kind of hopefully wake up students to waste that has been put out there. So as Emily very smartly said during that song, and I'm just going to take credit for it, so I'm sorry. You know, we've heard a lot about school strikes, and we've seen, you know, Extinction Rebellion and all those protests and city strikes and all that kind of stuff, but I haven't really heard of, and neither had Emily, heard of universities striking and, you know, really kind of going against climate change before. Do you think it's important for the university to be making a statement as much as it is?
I think it's really good that the university are actually taking direct action now, because although we were obviously just mentioning the school strikes and the Extinction Rebellion, I imagine and know many university age students are taking part in that. So to then translate it into their kind of university lives, I think that's really important. And obviously I'm in first year and living on campus, and the amount of waste I see, you know, I think when you have this many people living together and students, I don't think we're perhaps the people who are the most conscientious about what we're using, and, you know, just doing small things like turning lights off and taking, you know, splitting things up into recycling. I think if we can kind of drum those ideas into students a bit more, then it's, we are kind of that generation that are going to make the change. So
absolutely. I do think that as students, we often take the cheap route rather than the most sustainable route. And it's also just like simple facts I think students sometimes miss out on. Like, you know, pizza boxes aren't recyclable. And I've always walked past halls and see the recycling thing full of Domino's boxes. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Domino's during the song as well. and like, actually, those can't be recyclable. And it's all these kind of just knowledge that needs to be put out there. And I think it's really cool that the SU is putting that kind of knowledge out there.
Yeah, I think it's obviously really important to have this awareness out there, and declaring a climate emergency obviously is like a big step in order to get carbon neutral by 2028, I think it said, which is, you know, before the UK goal of 2050, I believe, and then even people who want it to go fast want it to happen at 2030. So it's realistically still going, you know, faster than a lot of climate activists. So obviously hopefully that can be achieved, whether or not remains to be seen, but I hope they can. In terms of like a university strike, I think that'd be it'd be an interesting idea. I don't know if it'd work, but it would necessarily work. Because if you like us students, if like want to like not go to university for one day, it's like they'd probably be up for it, actually. Yeah. Like,
to be honest, you know, with the strikes are about to happen.
Well, yeah, exactly.
With the lecturer strikes, I feel like maybe we'll have a bit too many strikes. I don't know, but I do think it's really cool. Looking actually at this page that's on the SU, I would 100% recommend it. It says climate emergency. It's on the SU Nottingham page. It talks about all the different campaigns that they are doing, including like the coffee cups ones that I'm sure you guys have seen around, that you have to pay extra. There's also the zero waste spa, so any wasted food they get give to a food bank, and I believe homeless charities nearby. It's really cool, like they actually are really trying to do that. It's really, really awesome.
I know in halls they're doing this thing called Waste Knot, and it's like a competition between each hall, and it's whoever is the most environmentally friendly, and at the end of the year, like, there's a prize, I can't remember what, but it's all about like encouraging people just to use, like, as I said, like the recycling bins, and
it's just like as you said, like, as students it's so important to have those kind of strategies and stuff like that, because I feel like often, you know, we see ourselves as we're in this kind of temporary state of in between places. It's really hard to, you know, maybe find a shop that's like, what's the point in going and finding a shop that's zero waste and doing all that stuff? It's just so much easier to go nearby and get something that's full of packaging, or what's the point in getting good quality stuff when I can just get it really nice and cheap, even though it's just going to go into landfill after months, you know. But these kind of strategies point to actually reason why it can be economically viable as well as importantly environmentally helpful.
I had not thought of that, like when you said like a university, sometimes you feel like you're in a temporary state, kind of like not really at home, but not, you're not,
that's what I was gonna say. It's the first time you're living away from home, so you might not have had to do these things for yourself before. Like,
yeah, that's really interesting. And I think I mean, students, obviously, we love everything cheap. But I think at the same time, students can be, you know, quite naturally, you know, green, I think. Yeah. Especially when it comes to transport. Like, we were talking about this, you know, earlier on in the programme. You know, lots of students don't have cars. We, like, walk everywhere. We get the bus or the tram and stuff like that. So we take lots of public transport. I think that especially the younger generation are, you know, really into, you know, reusable stuff and recycling and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, more can be done. I think we can still go further, making life easier, making it easier to be, you know, more sustainable, because make sure you don't get put off. Stuff like pizza boxes and stuff like that, surely it's like made out of cardboard. You'd have thought that should be recyclable and we should probably move towards that. Or stuff like making, you know, public transport more accessible and not difficult to use, because sometimes it can be annoying when you can just have to pay cash and stuff like that. Yeah. That can be annoying and puts you off. It certainly put me off in the past as well. It's like making it like easier and more feasible to, you know, be sustainable, because you can make some of these changes are really easy and would still have a big result.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's recently been a push, and those kind of kilo vintage sales that you see in the middle of the SU, of that push against fast fashion, which actually, even though it, you know, when you first get around to it, you think, why am I buying a shirt that's like for £30 when I could just buy one for £7 at Primark? And you realize, oh wait, it just lasts a lot longer. So actually in the long run, it is a lot more environmentally friendly, as well as for the ladies out there, you know, all the kind of women's products and sanitary products that are environmentally friendly, they're actually more economically viable in the long run. And it's just kind of having these easy swaps, as you kind of said, Ben, which need to be put out there a bit more. And it's really cool that the SU are pushing